The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know that Mason from Puyallup is. Mason, are you there?
I am, yes.
Good morning, Mason. Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Mason is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
At what temperature does water freeze?
32 degrees
Correct.
Fahrenheit.
Where does Batman live?
Gotham.
Correct. Harrisburg is the capital of what U.S. state?
Pennsylvania.
Correct. In which Terminator movie do we first hear Hasta la vista, baby?
T2 Judgment Day.
Yes. How many astronauts went to the moon on the Apollo 11 crew?
3.
Correct. Who had the albums Madman Across the Water and Goodbye Yellow Brick Road?
Is that not the Beatles?
No.
Ooh, pass.
What team did Coach John Madden win his only Super Bowl with?
The Raiders.
Yes. Robstown, Texas is the birthplace of what card game?
Texas Hold'em.
Correct. What chemical compound causes pain in muscles after exercising?
Oh, gosh, pass.
What Nordic country is known as the land of the midnight sun?
Iceland?
No.
Dang.
What was that?
I said, dang it.
Oh, dang it. But you know what? You saw a fabulous performance. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, Mason. That is a fine score, my friend.
Well, thank you.
I'm feeling very confident in your abilities to beat Migs today.
I'm not. I felt good after those first, like, 3 or 4, and then it kind of downhill.
Well, let's see how our friend Steve is about to do. Steve, are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. At what temperature does water freeze?
32 degrees.
Yes. Where does Batman live?
Gotham City.
He does. Harrisburg is the capital of what U.S. state?
Virginia?
No.
Pennsylvania.
Yes. In which Terminator movie do we first hear Hasta la vista, baby?
Terminator 1.
No.
Terminator 2.
Yes. How many astronauts went to the moon on the Apollo 11 crew?
I don't know. I know you said astronauts, but in my brain, it sounded like you said astronauts.
Oh.
2?
No.
3?
Yes. Who had the albums Madman Across the Water and Goodbye Yellow Brick Road?
Elton John.
Yes. Which team did Coach John Madden win his only Super Bowl with?
The Raiders.
Correct. Robstown, Texas is the birthplace of what card game?
Uno?
No.
Go fish.
No.
Texas Hold'em.
Yes. What chemical compound causes pain in muscles after exercising?
Inflammation.
No.
Oh, I don't know. Pass.
What Nordic country is known as the land of the midnight sun?
Minnesota Vikings.
No. Steve, you got 8 correct, which is a win. 8-7.
Let's go.
But good job, Mason.
He definitely cheated. I know he cheated.
Oh, yes.
That's the Steve Migs way.
Oh, yeah. Just like Eddie Guerrero, cheat to win, baby. Cheat to win. I'm not sure how I cheated, but I did.
Neither of you figured this one out. The chemical compound that causes pain in muscles after exercising is lactic acid.
Oh, boy.
And the Nordic country known as the land of the midnight sun is Norway.
Okay.
Congratulations on your win, Steve.
I didn't think I was going to win after those last 2 questions. I was like, oh, those are the ones that screwed me.
You both did very well. And you both would look really nice rocking the new I Beat Migs shirt. It is available in the Rock Shop. And Steve, it's got your face on it.
It does.
It has a microphone.
It's got the lyrics to Beat Migs in it.
There's 60 seconds on the clock.
It's pretty awesome.
And you don't even have to beat Migs to get yours at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
Have you ever eaten an out-of-the-ordinary burger? If so, we have a very simple question we'd like to ask you. Call in now, 206-803-ROCK. If you have ever had a strange burger, we would like to talk to you. 206-803-ROCK. We will ask a simple question after Lenny Kravitz. The Sean Diddy Combs trial continues. And there's been so much information coming out of this trial, Steve. And we learned that he loves applesauce so much that he even puts it on his cheeseburgers.
Dude, I saw this story. I'm like, okay, is this guy... Now I think it's confirmed he's a monster.
I mean, I would never.
That sounds disgusting.
It sounds completely disgusting.
Like, I would try it just because now I've heard about it. Now I need to know if it's as disgusting as it sounds. I'm always up for a good time. But that sounds terrible.
That sounds really terrible. Not the mouthfeel that I'm after when I'm biting.
I mean, it's better than baby oil on a burger, which is what I thought you were going to say.
They say he's also very into ketchup. He travels with his ketchup. He's very specific and particular about his ketchup.
What kind of ketchup are we talking about?
Well, he's a Heinz guy, apparently.
Okay, I thought you were going to say like he was like some strange boutique, you know, locally made ketchup. It's the ketchup that everybody
just
has.
Just basic ketchup with applesauce. Okay, whatever. So this leads us to want to ask a simple question. And we're going to start with Maddie, who's on the way from Snohomish to Portland. Maddie, what strange thing have you had on a burger?
Well, I enjoyed the jalapeno peanut butter bacon burger from Moonshine Barbecue in Linwood.
Dude.
It's fun right now, actually.
Dude, well, first of all, I don't know what's wrong with your phone. It sounds terrible, but I have to agree.
Hold on a second. I got it.
Is he fixing it?
There you are, Maddie.
Well, it's a different kind of terrible, but it's a little bit better. Dude, Moonshine Barbecue is the spot.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, good to know. I have to put that on my list of things to go.
So peanut butter.
On the list, burger day. All so right.
Peanut butter and jalapeno. I've had peanut butter and banana. I think it was at Red Robin. I had the same thought. I was like, I think they called it the Elvis burger. I was like, gotta try it. And I had a bite. I'm like, this is the most amazing burger I've ever eaten. And then I finished it. I'm like, I'm never eating this again.
Oh,
it was too much.
Too sweet.
It was delicious. But by the time you're done, you just kind of want to pass out and take a nap. It was just too much, you know.
Stuff.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. We're going to ask our simple question to Jesse in Ording. Jesse, what strange thing have you had on a burger?
Hey, guys. It was actually, one of my buddies is pretty prone to order weird meats when we have barbecues.
Okay.
And we had a kangaroo burger.
Ooh.
And how was it?
It was actually really good. It did taste a little gamey, but that's part of it. But no, it was, it was really good. So that kind of got me inspired. I'm going to be opening up a food truck here in the next year or two. Probably won't have kangaroo on the menu, but it's just everything burgers and sandwiches, man.
Can we come to your grand opening and cut the ribbon?
How about if I come to you guys?
I love it. What's going to be your go-to burger because you got to have a signature burger.
Well, so the other night I did a pork belly with sweet potato rounds in it, and that one, it killed.
And do you have a name for this food truck whenever it gets out there?
Yeah, I do, and it's after my two-year-old. Anytime she says delicious, she says de-wishes. So we're going to incorporate that into it.
Freaking love it,
you're
man.
Just talking to these
Jesse,
parents' hearts over here.
You're the man. That's awesome.
Rock on, Jesse.
Have a good day.
Take care. I joked about having a pizza place when Tatum was younger because she called pizza Peepa.
Oh.
So I thought it'd be kind of fun to have Peepa's pizza. But then I was like, that also involves running a business and creating a restaurant, and I have no skill set to do that.
I know. You're not wired for that.
No. So that idea just kind of left right away.
206-803-ROCK. Let's ask our simple question to Hunter in Tukwila. Hunter, what strange thing have you had on a burger?
Hola.
What'd you have, Hunter?
I haven't had like anything super strange on a burger, but when I was like 8 or 9, I was at my dad's girlfriend's parents' place, and his buddy who does cougar hunting was there, and he made us all cougar burgers.
Wait, so you ate an attractive older woman on a bun? No,
see, that's what I think of every time I tell the story.
What did it taste like?
It's kind of like turkey, huh. But it's kind of gamey and, yeah.
Did you remember what kind of toppings you had to put on it?
I think it was just simple. I think it was just like cheese and like ketchup and mayo or something like that.
Dude, that's bonkers.
That is super bonkers. Did you ever go to a place that was up on Finney Ridge called Ed's Courthouse that's no longer there?
No.
They had like crazy meats and things like that on the menu. Ostrich, python, all sorts of things that you could get either on a skewer or on a burger.
I've had like alligator when we were in New Orleans one time. But it was like a breakfast meal. Instead of like sausage links, they gave you like alligator meat.
And was it good?
Actually, it was really freaking good. I was pretty blown away by it. But somebody said I once dropped the Snickers onto my burger at a barbecue. I ate it. Honestly, I'd do it again.
Dude, salty sweet combo really speaks to me.
Another person says it's probably not the strangest. Actually, we did recently just talk about one. A peanut butter and jelly burger at the Paddle Pub across from Lake Goodwin.
I know that place. We go there all the time.
You got to get the peanut butter and jelly burger.
I guess so.
That sounds pretty freaking awesome.
I'm in.
And then another person texted in and said, I went to a place in Portland that put peanut butter fried egg and sriracha on it. I still dream about that burger. And this one, it sounds weird, but the more I think about it, the more I want to try it.
Mm.
I once topped the burger with leftover spaghetti. It was amazing. I now do this whenever we have leftovers.
I will try anything once, Steve.
All right, tell us where you live. We'll be over there next time you have leftovers.
The Daily Mix Show.
Sonic star Sean Kemp pleads guilty to second-degree assault in a 2023 Tacoma Mall shooting. A lot of people are stepping up to be on his side, but some still had some jokes about it. So we got to do what we do, Steve, and that is go to the straight to the comments at 8:20.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Former Seattle Sonic star Sean Kemp pleads guilty to second-degree assault. This is all from that 2023 Tacoma Mall shooting.
Yes.
And this is King 5 News on what happened.
Started with that breaking news. Sean Kemp reaches a plea deal on what was supposed to be the first day of jury selection in his shooting trial. He pleaded guilty to one count of assault in the second degree.
Imagine being a Sonics fan and you get picked. I don't know if that's like part of like the selection. It's like, are you a Sonics fan? Hell yeah. Okay, sorry, you can't be a juror.
The supersonic legend is accused of shooting at two men at the Tacoma Mall in 2023. Kemp claims he confronted the men while trying to recover stolen items and acted in self-defense after someone inside the men's SUV shot at him. But detectives say surveillance video shows Kemp taking a gun out of his car before approaching those men. If convicted, he would have faced up to 10 years in prison. But today's plea agreement allows for both parties to make its own recommendation for sentencing. We'll learn more at the sentencing date scheduled for August 22nd.
They're saying that it could be reduced charges and he can request no jail time that day. Many people are stepping up and being on his side, but still joking about it.
Yeah, so it gave people an opportunity to goof on the Sonics and Sean Kemp and of course.
So we got to go straight to the comments.
Right, we found a few of these comments. We figured who better to have read these? To be honest with you, I was trying to figure out like who could read them, what robot AI thing, and they just added some new voices, and one of them was Steve Harvey, so I just went with Steve
Harvey.
Although I have to question whether or not robot Steve Harvey sounds like Steve Harvey, but who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for the first comment about Sean Kemp?
Let's go.
He went from the Rain Man to the Arraigned Man.
Okay, that's pretty clever.
Love
the
it.
Arraigned Man.
Proof that he was a legendary shooter.
There are a lot of shooter jokes.
Ooh. That's low-hanging fruit, baby, and I love it.
Oh, yeah, I'm all here for those low-hanging fruit jokes. Yes.
Will I still be able to buy joints at his store before cracking games, asking for a friend?
Yeah, that friend is you.
Yes, yes. They put the planters out front now to help stop the break-ins at that place.
Yeah, they were one of the pot shops that people would just intentionally drive into to be able to do like a smash and grab.
Crazy.
Have you ever been to Sean Kemp's cannabis place?
I've walked past it a billion times. I've never been inside. I still get nervous when I go to a weed store. Like, that's not like I'm going to get in trouble.
Like, the cops are going to bust
you? Yes, like, I still
get on the
naughty.
Ground, Taryn Daly.
Yeah. Like, what am I doing here?
It's like going into like a porn shop or a strip club. Like, you're looking around. I don't know if you've ever done that, but I've heard people do that as well.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Sean Kemp couldn't beat the Chargers, just like he couldn't beat the Bulls in the 90s. Some things never change.
Okay, we don't need to bring that back up again. If it wasn't for the Bulls, I feel like the Sonics would have a few championships in the 90s.
That is such a solid point.
Yeah.
Sean Kemp got sentenced faster than the Sonics got relocated.
Oh.
Ouch.
Savage. Must be a Thunder fan.
This comment section is ruthless.
Okay, we got one more. Are you ready?
I am.
Sean Kemp pled guilty. Should have passed the case to Gary Payton. He always knew how to defend.
That's fantastic.
That is fantastic. I mean, this is a pretty exciting thing to follow, and I like that people are having some fun with it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's exciting to follow whether or not we're going to get a team again, because I'm kind of done waiting.
You keep hearing, like, now it's okay, we have to wait now and see what's going on with the Portland Trail Blazers before the Sonics are even going to be considered because they got to make that sale happen. And some are worried that maybe that's going to slow things down. I have no idea, but I feel like we keep getting teased. Like, that carrot keeps getting dangled in front of us, and it's been going on for year after year after year. At what point are we going to get this freaking team back?
All these moving parts are not moving fast enough.
Yeah, well, maybe hopefully we'll get a new Sonics team before he actually has to go to court. Probably not.
Let's go Supersonics.
The Daily Migs Show.
The French president is going viral, and it's all thanks to his wife. She gave him the pie face. We're going to tell you what that is when we break down what's trending after Billy Idol. As you begin your day, you may be curious, what in the heck is going on out there, especially in the world of pop culture? There's a lot. So we're going to help out by telling you what's trending.
Trending on the Daily Mix Show. What's trending? Let's go. Ooh. Let's go.
The French president, Emmanuel Macron, he explained that this viral video that is out there showing his wife, Bridget, kind of pushing him in the face as they were exiting this plane was just them joking around.
Dude, did you see the footage of that?
Oh, I did.
I just saw that this morning, and it's like the door opens, I think, if I remember correctly, on the plane.
Oh, yeah.
And you see her hand. I mean, she's basically giving him like a pie face.
Oh, yeah. Like, get out of my face.
And the timing could not be better because she pie faces him. He turns, realizes, oh, there are people looking at me, video cameras.
Phones.
Right. And he kind of like waves and smiles, like not even missing a beat.
Oh, yeah. To me, though, it looked like she was very upset with him for some reason. And then when they actually start deplaning, going down the staircase, he puts his arm out for her to grab it, and she doesn't take it.
Oh, she's pissed.
Oh, she's very upset.
I wonder what about.
I want to know so bad, but he keeps saying, no, we were just horsing around, and says that it's disinformation being fueled by social media.
Oh, it's fake news. Yeah. Most like any politician here in America, he's not lying. He's probably telling the truth. Right, yeah.
Very honest people.
Could you imagine that's the moment, though? Like, oh, that's hilarious.
So embarrassing.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the video, do yourself a favor. It's just so awkward, and it's just like that moment where he's like, oh, crap, they opened the door at the absolute wrong time.
And everybody saw.
All right, this is bummer news in the world of music, and maybe one of the strangest histories behind a musician, because this guy might be the only person that can say, I've worked with Steely Dan, Weird Al, and Hulk Hogan, and Kiss, and has done plenty of stuff with them. Guitarist, songwriter, producer Rick Derringer sadly passed away. 77 years old. I don't know if you know these songs. I remember them when I was a kid. But do you remember this one? When I was a kid, I thought he was talking about Snoopy.
Oh.
And I thought it was the coolest song ever. I'm like, hang on, Snoopy, let's go.
Did we ever figure out who Snoopy is?
Snoopy's little brother, apparently. Oh, this one?
Those are some bangers.
Oh, hell yeah. And so Weird Al fans remember him because he's the guy who, he produced a bunch of Weird Al's records, and he did the Eddie Van Halen guitar on Eat It.
Nice.
So instead, you know how Eddie Van Halen did it with Michael Jackson with Beat It, he did it for Eat It with Weird Al. And then for us wrestling fans, we remember him because, well, he made one of the most iconic wrestling themes that Hulk Hogan used. That's him singing, too.
I mean, that's a pretty awesome claim to fame.
Worked with Kiss, Todd Rundgren, Steely Dan, Barbara Streisand. He helped produce the WWE's record, which, yes, I'm a dork. I had, or WWF back in the day, where he helped write some of the songs. It was produced by Cyndi Lauper, who went by her real name because she didn't want to, I think, people to know that Cyndi Lauper produced this wrestling record. But they helped bring rock and wrestling into the world. And yeah, real sad, a real bummer. I mean, true talent, that's for sure.
I'm just very impressed with you being like a wrestling encyclopedia over there.
I know, it's kind of shocking, right?
Very shocking. There's a man from Virginia who was arrested after he painted his own crosswalk on this very busy street, and he was using spray chalk to make it. And now he wants the city to put something permanent there to slow drivers down. His name is Kevin Cox, and he was talking about painting the illegal crosswalk in front of his place.
Also a great name, Kevin Cox.
It's an awesome name.
We can't get traffic control cameras. If the police won't enforce the law enough to communicate with people, then we have to turn to physical methods to slow drivers down. After I put the first thin line down, I heard people in amazement say, look at that. The drivers see it and they're slowing down.
I mean, he's not wrong.
sometimes you got to take matters into your own hands.
That is crazy, though, that he's just, this is his cause.
Every day he's going to be out there repainting.
Oh, Tatum would be all about it with chalk.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you really want her to make a crosswalk. It would be slightly skewed. A
little zigzag.
All right. I don't know if you heard about this story that happened with the Indy 500. Connor Daly, he just admitted that, well, while doing Sunday's Indy 500, because of a long rain delay, he had to go number one, and he didn't have a chance to go to the bathroom, so he did the race like that.
No.
Here he is.
I legitimately urinated in my race car before the race even started.
Before the race even started.
People asked me, like, when did you do it? I was like, we didn't even start.
I mean, if you got to go, you got to go.
That just sounds like it would be so uncomfortable, though. That's a long race.
That would make you want to drive faster so you get that damn clothes off.
We sat in there for 30 minutes.
Like, was it because you had to go or was it excitement?
No, I had to go really bad. It was, I don't know if it's the diabetes or I'm just getting older, but.
Oh, getting older, I know that feeling. Sometimes I'm like, I'm not even going to make it in my house and I'm in the garage.
It's awful.
It's the worst.
Elio should know. He's like halfway to 100. I don't know if that happens to him a lot. But
Elio?
Man. I don't know. Maybe it is getting older, but that I literally did the entire race sitting in my own pee. So I was, that's a tough one. I felt like we're in a trust tree here. We don't have to show that on Fox. Maybe you guys can just keep that to yourselves.
They can just edit that man, part of live.
Yeah, we'll keep that on the hush.
Also, I love the Dailies that are professional athletes. Connor Daly, John Daly. I mean, like, I don't think they're actually related to me, but I would take great pride if they were.
Is there something about that last name that just makes you a mess of a human being?
Totally. Like, okay. You are just the scum of the earth.
Because I could see you doing something like that.
100%. Southwest Airlines, they're doing the baggage fee kickoff beginning today. So your first checked bag is going to be $35. Second bag is going to cost you $45. Some people in Oakland International Airport were reacting on these new fees.
I'm used to paying for the $45 for the bag, so it won't make any difference to me.
As someone who flies and has to check bags, I guess that will impact how I think about choosing Southwest or other airlines.
They got to do what they got to do. I'm not worried about it, no.
Well, yeah, I'm not worried either, but it also is a little annoying because, like, you thought, okay, at least I could go on the plane with a bag if I don't want to, like, check a bag.
Oh, for sure.
That's insane.
It is.
And it's like sometimes when you get these, like, you're like, oh, what a great deal on these airfare tickets. I've done that before. I've been the sucker for that. Where I'm like, this is only going to be a couple hundred bucks. And then after I did all the math, I realized, oh, no, it's $400 just like all the other airlines. It's just that all those hidden costs are not hidden, but you know what I mean.
You get nickeled and dimed.
It's the worst.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
Would you like to try to take down our friend Steve Miggs this morning?
Do it.
I would love to see you do it. His record is 173 wins, 58 losses, and 40 ties in 2025. Our number is 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Beat Miggs at 850.